Let's go now to our guys, Wes Peters and Michael Weiner. Wes Peters and Michael Weiner joins us now. Guys, I know I had to bump you guys last night. I had two guests I wasn't counting on. It's a very fluid program, but I wanted to get you back on. China, you guys look nice. Look how nice you guys look. China is buying up... China's buying up massive amounts of gold, Mike Weiner. I'm hearing like months and months and months in a row, China keeps buying up massive amounts of gold. Does this have anything to do with the BRICS banking system, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and their goal to eventually back it with some percentage of gold and dump the dollar? So we have this worthless fiat currency over here, and then you got the BRICS new system that I would think people around the world might decide, hey, I think I'd like to be in a currency that's actually got some gold backing. Is that what China's doing?
Absolutely. But understand the fact that gold's been very much attached to currency since we made it attached in the formation of this nation. China recognizes the strength of America, and they're just playing our old cards against us. That's what's so funny. But the terrible thing about it is the only person in recent time to pay attention to the currency war was Donald Trump. He paid deep attention to it, and he called them out on it. Nobody's calling them out right now. The BRICS nations are moving forward with the AIIB, which is the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, which is a counterpart to the World Bank. They want to be the world currency. They want to sit back and call the shots. And the problem is our allies don't trust us. We are no longer a triple A-rated nation. We're a double A-rated nation. Not only is our debt going up, but the interest we're paying on it is going up. So the Chinese are saying, well, what's the final way we can pull the trigger? And that is play with the currencies, take control. If you can control currencies, you can be king. And they're trying to pull that same situation off with the Saudis, who are big gold owners, big gold supporters, and now big players in the BRICS nation.
Wes, I'm reading
yes.
something today about the SEC and Bitcoin approval. What do you know about that? I know nothing. I'm just reading headlines. What is all this about?
I haven't read those headlines yet either as well.
Well, so look at this. Here it is. Democrats dissent on SEC spot Bitcoin approval.
I can jump on that.
You know what's going on there, Michael Weiner?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, there was a misstatement regarding the fact of approving the ETF program for the Bitcoin. So I've changed the name of Bitcoin to zombie currency, because all the people that use it are either pretending to be dead or criminals. And I will agree totally with Jamie Dimon. And this is probably going to be one of the biggest disasters in U.S. history when it breaks down. But the SEC got caught with their pants down because somebody put out the rumor that it was approved. So everybody said, okay, it's great. Jump on it even further. And now they're backed off and said it wasn't approved. It's a mistake. We're still in the works on it.
Whoa. Yet,
at the end of the day, from all of this situation, the people in this country are going to pay the dues for this disaster. You've got an elite group of people led by the Democrats who have been making a tremendous amount of money off Bitcoin and donations and everything else. And they create all these analysts and all these people and all this stuff for a market that is absolutely nothing, nothing. But who deals in it? Criminals, Hamas, Houthis. I mean, who are the players here? Kidnappers, and then, of course, the United States government's going to put an ETF out and sanction it. Good luck.
Wow.
If you're foolish enough to put money into
He's breaking up on us. Let's go to over to Wes Peters. We'll get reconnected a little bit better with him. Wes, let's go to you on the great taking. I've been talking a lot about that. Did you have a chance to watch that video at all, Wes?
I did not, Brandon. It's been a crazy week, very crazy week. So, no, I have not had a chance to look at that yet.
Okay. So what it's talking about is taking all of our houses, our land, everything, and putting it into a spreadsheet and tokenizing it and using it as theirs. Are you back, Wes? I mean, Michael, are you back?
Yes, I am.
Have you had a chance to watch The Great Taking and this tokenization plan?
Yes.
What are your thoughts?
I think it's part of the whole big game that's going on here right now in this country. Everything that goes along with Bitcoin and every false narrative that's happening in our financial system. It's just like all the people that are being lulled asleep with the stock market when it's all being manipulated, and someday it'll be run by the AI system. Because right now it's no longer open outcry. It's not an honest marketplace. It's all about games to misinform and take control of people's money. And right now, unfortunately, Brandon, I got to tell you, most people are asleep at the wheel. They're walking around, they say they're nervous, they say they're afraid, but then this kind of stuff comes out, and instead of looking at it and saying, how can I protect myself, or what should I do, they sit back and say, well, I think I'll put an ad on the house, I think I'll do this. By the way, I hate Joe Biden, but by the way, let me go out, I got to get a new car, and they just think it's life as normal. This is not life as normal. With this situation, and what that article showed, and what that video had showed, is an inherent underlying problem that can bring this nation down. And when 2008 hit, all of a sudden everybody went from smiling to dialing for dollars, trying to find money anywhere they could. And this time it's going to be worse, because the people running the country do not care as much as the people running it in 2008. They want to see the disasters happen, because out of disaster there's control.
Well, absolutely. How about this headline? The Bank Term Funding Program will expire in March, Fed Vice Chair for Supervision Michael Barr. Last remaining bailout tool for the March bank panic goes away. Current arbiter may have been a factor in shutting down this baby. If this really happens, does anyone want to jump on this one? I don't know, Wes, you want to take this one? Because this is nothing more than quantitative easing, I think, under another name, in my opinion. If they stop using this BTFP as injections of liquidity into the banks, and this gets turned off at midnight on March 11th, 2024, I've heard financial guys say the banking system will start collapsing again. True or false?
Yeah, absolutely true. Go ahead, Mike. You can take this one, too. Go ahead.
He's tired. He's working hard today. But in any regard, in all due respect, what we're looking at is the same thing as what happened with the Silicon Bank. With the Silicon Bank, what's called selective protection. The government turned around and bailed out 100% of the depositors in the bank. And they did it again. And then they forced, or let's just say, shook the arms of Chase to pick up another bank. I think when this ends, you're going to see selective choice of failure. And any bank that's not playing the right game is going to take a hit. And be assured of the fact that could also play even big on the credit unions, because one of the biggest benefits of credit unions is that they're not for profit. And this will be a great way of doing the Soprano game on these people. And whoever agrees to do what the FDIC and the government wants them to, they'll cover everything. Why not? They don't care about the $300,000 rule. We'll just cover it all. The problem is, we is us, not the Federal Reserve. It's us.
Well, here's another headline, MSN. Fed will let the emergency bank loan program expire, top official says. So this is only one day old. I mean, this is pretty new news. We covered this, I think, sometime in December, and we covered the fact that there was an expert, and we played a video clip of him saying, if it happens, banks are going to collapse. I mean,
absolutely. Which
ones are going to be safe? Is it going to be U.S. Bank, Wells Fargo, Truist, Chase? What banks will and will not be safe? Is there any way to know?
Probably the big five. I mean, that stops. I mean, these banks are having significant liquidity problems, and that stops, you know, and the gravy train's cut off for these banks. They're going to be in big trouble. And, you know, I think our government would love to force out all these regional banks and force everybody into the big five, and then at some point potentially nationalizing these banks. So it's a very, very big deal. And I don't see how they can do that, how they can cut that off, because also, there's another big thing about to hit on the horizon, Brandon, is a significant amount of money on commercial real estate that is going to need to be refinanced. And these people are going to have to refinance these loans at much higher rates, and it's going to be financially devastating to them.
So if they end this thing on March 11th at midnight and they let this play out, I mean, this is not going to be good for Joe Biden. So what's going on here? There must be something going on.
And that's why I don't see it happening. I think they're going to do, the powers that be are going to do everything in their power to prop up the stock market, to prop up the economy.
So you think they'll turn it back on?
I do. I do.
Mike, what do you think?
I agree with Wes. I think they're going to turn it back on, but they're going to have selective protection. Certain banks are going to be built up to take over and or control other banks. And all of a sudden, in a very indirect way, banks that had a lot more freedom, like a lot of community banks and credit unions, will be under the thumb of some of the survivors, as like Wes saying. They're not going to allow this to happen this year during before the election, but they will set the stage of commanding how banking will operate before the election. This gives them a huge backdoor opportunity to have these other banks that normally have freedom to be on.
Uh-oh, we lost him there.
And Brandon, just last year, Janet Yellen was before Congress and basically had to some degree admit when she was being grilled that her and the FDIC are basically going to be picking the winners and losers when these banks fail.
Who's so I guess you better hope you're banking with one of the winners, not one of the losers, or you may have a bail in, not a bail out, where the FDIC's already bragged in a video we've played. Yeah, next time it's going to be bail ins. We're going to take people's money, not a bail out.
Right. Yep. You're a shareholder in that bank and you take the haircut.
So you better hope you've got the right bank, because it's going to be a roll of the dice, right? And like, I guess you guys are thinking the Big Five. What are the Big Five? Name the Big Five. Who can name them?
Chase, Bank of America, Wells Fargo. I'll give you the last two, Mike.
You said B of A, Chase, Wells Fargo. Yeah. I would also be mentioning probably Fifth Third, which I think is a huge bank on the move right now. And then PNC probably would be up.
Those are the top five. Every other bank you're saying it could be at risk, right?
Exactly.
All right. So in the last remaining minute here, what do folks need to do, in your opinion?
Well, diversify out of the dollar. You know, there's a lot of things going on. This is a great time. Gold and silver projected to have a very good, strong year in 2024 for a couple of different reasons. Number one, the Fed's talking about lowering interest rates in March. The stock market's already banking on it, so they better pray it does, because that's one of the reasons the stock market was rallying. They start lowering interest rates, they're saying three or four times starting in March of 2024. Rates go down, that's good for gold and silver. Number two, five more countries just joined BRICS. There's 30 more countries lined up to join in 2024. Their mission is to cripple the US dollar on the world stage. And one of the biggest fundamental that drives gold and silver higher is a weak dollar. So if these countries are dumping the dollar, again, the dollar will get weaker. The lower rates, the weaker dollar, those are going to be very beneficial for gold and silver. And that's why many experts and analysts are talking about metals going $2,500 $2,500 in 2024.
And you can put gold in your IRA as well, folks. Look at that beautiful graphic Logan created.
What people have went to elaborate even on what Wes is saying, you can be your own bank. This is a period of time in your life when you've got to take things in your control. You should try to sit back and legitimately, like my grandfather used to say, when you don't trust who's cooking dinner, don't eat, which means basically keep everything in your own possession. Now, what do you want to hold? Dollars or gold?
There you go. 602.
Dollars you don't control. Gold you do.
Just text Wes. You don't even have to call him. Just text him. And your name and address, and you want that free packet, he'll send it out. 602-558-8585. 602-558-8585. You don't even have to call, because they're not trying to sell you. They want to educate you by sending you a free, no-obligation packet of information. Then after you get it, you can decide what to do and talk to one of these two good-looking guys. 602-558-8585. 602-558-8585. Thanks, guys, for being with us.
All right.
That's Brandon House Live. Thank you for being with us. May God save America. Take care.